Either the possible government shutdown seems to be what just about everybody's talking about, but what would a government shutdown look like exactly anyway? There are a lot of thoughts about what exactly it would mean for people who work for the federal government.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
And our shutdown coverage continuing on Federal News Radio 1500 AM with Tom Shoup, the editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine. Are you ready to tack it up or shut it down or just be done with all of it, Tom, because we're hearing so much about it?
Yeah, I'm getting a little tired of it already, and nothing's even happened yet. So
the odds of this happening seem to be changing from day to day, because every member of Congress that you talk to says, we don't want to shut down, we don't want to do this, so nobody wants to do it. And yet, it seems agencies, we're hearing about agencies making provisions to do it. We're hearing the White House is enacting the plans that are already in place at OMB to do it. And it just seems kind of weird. The environment just seems to be much stranger than it was in 95, 96 when it appeared that we were kind of careening toward this inevitable shutdown.
Yeah, it is a little bit harder to get a handle on because everybody wants to say now, oh, no, we don't want to shut things down. I think there are some people who do actually want to shut things down, and there are others who I think there's sort of a bit of a growing sense on the Republican side that they might not lose this time in a shutdown. And the conventional wisdom until very recently was that the members of Congress who advocated for a shutdown, they would come out as losers in a battle with the president. I'm not so sure they're totally convinced of that. And plus things have gotten quite a bit different actually since the elections. The Tea Party faction in among Republicans in Congress has wielded enormous influence over spending decisions, and they are very much hardliners, and I don't see that changing much. And the other thing I think to factor in here is funding runs out on March 4th. That's a Friday. So you could have a brief shutdown for the purposes of really making a point on, say, Saturday and Sunday and not end up having a huge effect on government operations. And I have a feeling that's going to be tempting for some people.
That's really interesting insight. That's an angle of it I haven't heard during any of this conversation. And if you think about the fact that the House was in, they took votes at like 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, this week, as they approved their version of the continuing resolution. So it would make sense that they would be willing to consider that, pass something real late, Sunday afternoon or evening that they know would get signed, through the Senate, and they get signed by the president Sunday night or Monday morning, everybody back at work on Monday and not really miss a step. That's a really interesting idea.
Yeah, it could unfold that way.
Yeah. The thing about all of this that I have found the most interesting is the term shutdown is really apropos because it means you don't do anything. Nobody works at nothing. And I'm thinking about all of these feds that are carrying around their Blackberries. They've got government-issued laptops that allow them to work from home. That's dramatically different this time around than the 1995-96 shutdown, where you pretty much had to be at your desk in a cube in an office at a federal agency to be able to get anything done, and it was easy to walk away. Now it's not so easy to walk away, and I wonder what the logistics of keeping track of all of that might be.
Yeah, I think it would be very difficult to keep track. On the other hand, the law is very clear on this, that people are not allowed to work. So if you open up that laptop at home and do anything that presumably could be tracked because you'd have to be logging onto an agency server or something, you could expose yourself to a great deal of trouble. So I think in the event that people do get sent away, they're going to not do their work.
Now, I just filed yesterday my taxes online. I filed my tax return e-filed, so I'm hoping that if there is a shutdown, I'll have gotten my refund by March 4th. But what's the impact of that on the agency? I mean, I imagine if everybody shuts down, that includes the IRS.
Yeah, I think so. Now, it gets a little sticky because, you know, it's not easy to interpret the law in terms of what are the accepted functions, and the ability for agencies to define them is pretty broad. And I'm actually not sure whether processing of tax returns falls into the category of things that are protection of life and property. But I'm guessing not, at least in the initial stages.
Tom Shoup, editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine, a link to Tom's Fed blog and Government Executive Online at federalnewsradio.com/Dorabeck Insider. Always great to talk to you, Tom.
Oh, it's great talking to you, too.
We have complete coverage of the potential government shutdown at federalnewsradio.com. Search term shutdown. You can read that information as we update it continually at federalnewsradio.com. 4:46 on the Dorabeck Insider on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.